When I was a kid, my brother and I would watch a TV show called The Voyagers. Two people who went back in time to fix history. They carried something called an Omni. Looked like a giant pocket watch. The opening narration and the opening credits said this: "We travel through time to help history along, to give it a push when it's needed. When the Omni's red, it means history's wrong. Our job is to get everything back on track." Well, the Omni doesn't exist. Going back to fix last night's game here in Bowling Green, not going to happen. For the rest of history, that game will go down as a 4-2 Bowling Green win. Instant replay is designed to fix things, to go back in time and set history on its proper course. Well, after all, we are all humans. If you've seen a replay of the high-sticking play that led to the Bowling Green Falcons' first goal last night, chances are, if you're a Bemidji State fan, you say 100% play to the high stick. If you're a Bowling Green fan, you're 100% not a high stick. That he didn't make contact with the puck till after the puck was below his shoulders. Referees are paid to be impartial, and I say this as a referee. Sometimes we don't see things the way that they happen, in real time or even in replay. Do Beaver fans wish that we could go back in time? Absolutely. Hate to tell you, it's not going to happen. Now, what we don't know is what would have happened last night in that game had that goal been overturned and the Beavers kept their 1-0 lead. Would have the Beavers given up a second shorthanded goal later? Would the Beavers have won the game last night? We don't know the answer to any of those questions, and to play the what-if game doesn't make much sense. The Omni doesn't exist. We're not going to travel back in time to put history back on its proper course. Leighton Road, left side point, tries to go across the blue line. It's off a shin pad of Jaden Grant. Puck turned over behind the net. Right to the Falcons. A shorthanded goal. Goalies have to play pucks here.
Kick in the teeth. That was not a goal. And I can't believe that they said that was inconclusive. Like, what was inconclusive about it?
The only thing that the Beavers can do tonight is control what they can control. Take the game out of anyone's hands other than their own and go win a hockey game, split the series, and head home to take on Northern next week. The Voyagers was a pretty cool show. Granted, I was about 8 years old when that show started, and it didn't even make it a full TV season. Maybe my brother and I were the only ones that watched it. I know I'm going to watch a hockey game, try to tell you what I'm seeing, and try to pass along what my eyes are telling me about tonight's game. Last night in the past. No going back to fix the past. Just worry about the future. Beavers and Falcons. Game 2 of the CCHA series next, here on the Beaver Radio Network.